Nice. Yeah, look at me.
I didn't miss any tackles.
No, me neither.
We'll talk about missed tackles. Apparently that was a bit of an issue, at least the first half last week.
It was really unlike we had played in previous games, and I think Greg did a great job. He pointed out to the players afterwards that sometimes that can be a reflection of where they're at emotionally going into the game. Because I thought we had tackled well in the previous games, and it was kind of uncanny, especially in the first half. I think he mentioned the players that we had like 11 missed tackles in the first half alone. And you're counting on not having that many in a full game, you know what I mean? And not, you know, they have quality skill players, and they made us miss a couple times. But like I said, we had tackled much better previously, and it was you don't count on that for sure. Yeah.
Quarter evaluation of Mason Foster and Levante David. From our standpoint, it seems like they're showing up a lot, making a lot of splash plays and doing what you want. But what's your take on that?
Yeah, I think they both had real solid, like you said, the first quarter of the season. Mace does a good job of like quarterbacking our front, you know, getting the front set off of the different formations and making the calls that we ask him to at the line of scrimmage. And on top of that, he does a real nice job. You know, with in the NFL now, with the play actions that you get, you know, those guys have tough jobs as far as playing the run and also getting back in the pass. And most teams, if they're smart, they try to put those guys in that predicament. And but he's done a good job of handling it. And in the run game, obviously, he's very active. And Levante the same way, especially for a guy coming in as a rookie, to be able to digest the defense and execute it. And on top of that, as you know, he's a very instinctive player, and he's around the ball a lot and makes a lot of plays. And so they both had good, solid opening parts of the season, in my mind.
Did you know that part about Levante before you got started working with him, the mental part, the fact that he was able to absorb all this? I mean, you knew physically, you had said from day one that he was going to be a splash player, but did you know that part?
I don't really think you do. You know, you spend a lot of time interviewing these guys pre-draft. You know, you visit with them, you're at the combine, and if you go to their campus or you bring them here. But I don't think you really have an idea until they get into the playbook. You know, you're in the camp and you're in the install and you're putting in new coverages every meeting and new pressures and fronts and all that kind of stuff that you really get a feel for where that guy can handle it. And so that probably, you know, not that we weren't sure or concerned about it, but I guess it's been a pleasant surprise that he's been able to handle it no sweat and done a good job, yeah.
In the two-minute situation at the end of the game, when they go down and score, you had a couple of blitzes, you had some breakdowns. What was happening in that deal?
In two of the plays, you know, there was the defense or the pressures that were called. You know, there was a fragmentation in it. And there wasn't an 11-man doing the exact same thing. And as often happens, and obviously in a very critical time of the game there, you know, one was a guy got turned loose in coverage, and the other was, you know, because of the direction that we had called the pressure and the, for lack of a better way to describe it, I guess I'll call it a miscommunication at the line of scrimmage. We didn't have the pocket contained in the other one. So there, you know, it ends up being very blatant and severe issues and a very, very, the most critical part of the game. So that's what it was. It was we didn't have all 11 guys on the same page in regards to an at the line of scrimmage communication.
On the one where you broke out, was the line supposed to crash down and slant that hard?
The huddle call would have put them actually angling towards where he broke out.
Okay.
Yes.
Somebody didn't get the huddle call.
Yeah, there was a miscommunication. Yeah,
they went the opposite of
yes, they actually absolutely did. Yes. Yeah, and I, you know, we don't point the finger or point blame on any one individual player because, ironically, all four of the down guys went in the same direction. Yes. Yeah. I guess if you've seen the film, it's
film is that they're
yes,
all,
yes, and in their and they were anticipating having a second level guy come off that edge. The call had been made from the back end guys off the formation to actually come from the other side. So again, if you get a chance or you ever look back at the film, we're angling the front in the same direction that we had guys coming off the edge. So it was a like I said, a very severe fragmentation in the defense, and consequently he walked out of the pocket. You know what I mean?
And Bill, how discouraging is it for you in your position to shut them down basically in the second half, and then, you know, Fred Davis, I mean, nobody around him.
Yes.
Is that a guy finding the right spot in that defense or a breakdown?
That was a breakdown. I wish I could tell you that they did something really clever and but no, that was a breakdown. You know, it was another you know, you're making calls at the line of scrimmage to confirm what you're doing, where you're sending the pressure and who's got the different coverage responsibilities, and that was a breakdown, and that's why it was easy for them. He was wide open. He was uncontested. Our post player actually came up and made the tackle. Our back end middle third player came up and made the tackle.
Is that communication? Because obviously it's miscommunication.
Yes.
Is it young players? Is it just a sideline thing? Is it the 2 minute kind of frenzy?
Yeah. You know what? It's never one thing. If it was, you would address it and it would have been corrected. It's a combination of things, and I wouldn't say it's necessarily youth. A little bit has to do with maybe the frenzy of the moment because you're not huddling, and they weren't either.
Right.
But we practice that all the time. You know, in hindsight, and we always try to look at, like, what could we have done from our end, right? Because we're making the calls, you know. So you could give them calls which would maybe be simpler to execute at the line of scrimmage, maybe not an either-or call at the line of scrimmage, a single, I told the defense this the other day, you know, more of a single digit, we're doing this, no matter what they line up in. And, again, it's very easy to say that right now. We plan and we practice a lot of times to pressure off of what the set is, how they're lined up, like everybody does, in an attempt to have the best pressure.
Sure.
But in that situation with no huddle and, yeah, you know, you're up at the line of scrimmage and you're trying to get calls just from the walkie-talkie into the mic linebacker and then communicating verbally, no huddle being allowed there because they're not in a huddle. Yeah, in hindsight, like I said, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Maybe you just make single calls where, and maybe it's not the best, but everybody knows we're blitzing from the right. We don't care what they line up in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
you lose flexibility, though, Bill. You lose flexibility with that, too.
Well, what we believe is a more effective pressure. You know what I mean? But, again, they're out there playing, and, you know, the players are busting their butts and trying to listen and make calls and try to play their guts out. And, like I say, in hindsight, we look at it as, you know, maybe we could have, in that situation, simplified it for them and not required so much on-the-line communication, because obviously it hurt us very, very badly.
Coach, in terms of your blitzes, how effective through the four games that you've had a chance to review have those blitzes against the pass been? They've been more effective more often than not in terms of doing what you want to do, whether it's sacks, interceptions, and completions. Just kind of, you know, overall, how has blitzing worked for you guys in passing situations?
I think it's been good, kind of as we anticipated. We've had a lot of knockdowns. I know they've hit some passes on it because, you know, especially the guy we played a couple weeks ago in New York, you know, he really hit a couple, you know, fadeaway jumpers on us and got the ball out before he got knocked down. But it's kind of as we anticipated. You're not going to get there every time. You're just hoping to get in the kid's lap and make him move his feet and feel pressure. You know, it's not – we don't measure it necessarily by knockdowns or sacks. You know, those are few and far between. But you're just measuring it in the ability to get the guy out of a comfort zone so he can't just sit back there like he's playing a 7-on-7 Pascal drill. You know what I mean?
Okay, thanks, guys. Coach, hello.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.